Hello, everybody. Hope everybody had a good week and a weekend. The sun's out nice and bright today. Everybody's cutting the grass. Beautiful day today. Hello, everybody. Pre-show on the Quest of Oak Island tonight. Tonight, season 11, episode 23, Coney Island. Hello, everybody. Oney. One more show next week, then the final episode of season 11. Don't know if it's going to be a two-hour season-ending show or what. We'll let you know once we find out. So let's get our hellos in. Here we go. Hello, Gary. John Fisher's in the house. Hello, Gloria. Brenda's in the house. Becky Gilmore, hello, and how are you? Here's Ray. GFM. There is Ashley. That's got to be Sydney. Yep. Tammy Hurst. Hello, David. Hello, Lewis. Made it on time. Hello, Gary. How are you? Judy Neal in the house. You know what all the little memes, who this guy is, this guy, this girl is. There's Judy. Hello, Duck Corn. How are you? There's Tammy Hurst. Super. Yep, Becky. One more show than the final season. Potsy, what's happening? Sandollar Ray. The Professor in the house. Hello, Scott. Hope everything's going good. Hello, Andre. Andrea from Texas. Hello, 74. How are you? Jenna, thanks for being here. Thank you. The gang's all in. Preview for tonight's show. Coney Island. Something under a rock. Something under a cone. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Judy, the Queen of Synopsis, will have everything factual for us, play-by-play of tonight's podcast and tonight's show at 9 p.m. USA time, which they say, a trip to Europe continues to uncover clues connecting the Templars to the Scandinavian culture. We'll be with Corian for another trip and Oak Island. Meanwhile, on Oak Island, a clue found beneath a Nolan's Cross boulder may offer answers the team has been desperate for. Also, another definition that I saw for tonight's show, 9 p.m. USA. Greetings. Hello, Luann. The team drills down on a new theory about a massive hunk of metal deep in the garden shaft. While still unearthing it, unlock the precious truth that they've been digging for. Then the mysterious find in Lot 5 spikes curiosity. Could the origins be medieval? Hello, Hook, the catty. Get there ready for the big hooks. Big hooks. Huge hooks for season 12. Next week, episode 24, really the last episode before the final season finale. Hello, Gregory. Is called next Tuesday, Harry Situation. What do you think, guys? What do you think? I also remember a couple of seasons ago, you know, Vanessa said she was making a 14-foot diameter caisson. So as I was messaging Brian Farrell. He's got something to present to you guys. Is because of this water problem with the garden shaft, don't you think they're done with horizontal drilling of a shaft? I think we're going to see caissons coming back in season 12 to the high areas once they get done with their boreholes. What do you think? Because of the flood tunnels, I think they got no choice but to do now and to finish up maybe with caissons and putting a diver down. What do you think? Hello, Stephanie. Good evening, Susan Coyle. Cole. Because the only way to avoid the water is throw caissons down and throw a diver down in there. If the 6-inch drill holes come up with something substantial of the area of the high content of gold and silver. Yep, Luann. I think so, Ashley. I think so. Brenda agrees. Yep. Well, our mascot, Repo, went to a forever home today. That's the big news here on Oak Island. A nice young couple from Winster, who are friends with one of Todd's boys, came and got him tonight. There he is. Repo, that's with Judy's picture, the Queen of Synopsis, is now at a forever home. So for you people on the live chat, for you people on YouTube, we'll still have Judy with Repo to remind us of Repo until she sends me another picture. We'll carry on with our mascot, Repo. Lordy, 40, holy mooyan, forever home. Yep, John. And that's Judy's daughter, Holden Repo. And there you go. What other channel, what other podcast has got a mascot? None that I know of. Yup, 74. They tried that area. Hello, Pirate. Thanks for coming in, Pirate. Hello, Andre. Thanks for coming in. I got a little rant, but I'll do it after we see Brian Farrow's statement in a couple of pictures. Judy, I'll introduce you to my grand dog, Benny, yeah. I see you, Pirate. Hello, Luke. All right, let's put this up. Brian Farrell sent me this today, where all four lines intersect at the money pit. You see this graphic up here, guys? Hello, Scottish Digger. How are you? This is where Brian Farrell said would be the most interesting spot to dig. And if they know there's a water problem there and the high concentration of gold and silver, there's no way they're going to dig from the garden shaft to this section. Not at the 55-foot level where they said sort of some gold in the shaft, but at the 100-foot level, they would have to put a caisson in. Very good, Scott. And Brian Farrell, good friend of mine, tells it how it is, just like me and Daniel and Charlotte. Proposed borehole number 2 matches very closely to my money pit location in the baby blob. This is by Brian Farrell. By his books, a lot of information. Here's his message to me. Hey, John, hope you're doing well. It looks like the proposed borehole number 2 is going to be very close to my money pit location in the baby blob. I bet they find something here for the end of the season. Let's see. I think maybe they're going to tease us with some 6-inch drill holes with some kind of information, and then Kathy's going to put the big hook in us for season 12. Brian also says, I think their intention was to tunnel there, but the flooding of the garden shaft caused them to move to plan B, a 6-inch borehole in season 12. Brian predicts also that they will put a caisson down in this location in season 12. What do you guys think? I'm with Ashley. I believe it when I see it. 11 years on here. Don't forget, Judy will be with me tomorrow night, live, 6:45, the Queen of Synopsis, to get all the facts of tonight's episode, Coney Island, and they find something under a boulder. And we go for our last trip with Corian. Hello, Stephanie Robinson. Wow. No way. Yeah, Gregory, another season. This season, actually, what do, really? Surface finds. And also, you know, they're dating wood, and that wood's coming up early. I still want to know the dates of the planks or the flooring, they said, or the ceiling. In the garden shaft, there has been no dates of aging for those ones. They said that the sides were missing, the top was missing, but they had them planks. I call them planks, them cut-out dowels on the bottom that they took up. We have heard no dates on that wood. That's maybe a bad sign. So we'll see. We'll see. So I like Brian's little tidbit on this. Everybody has their own opinions. We listen to them all. We tell them all. I'm just the middleman. I always tell you, if I'm using my own opinion on some things, I don't direct people to go either way, truth or no truth. You guys know that. Hello, Rebecca Harrison. Yeah, we're closer, Gregory, but it's 11 years. It's going to take time, but do I have time, you know? Yeah, Judy, we'll never know what they never posted. Like they say, well, we found 2,000 items this year, and they show us 30, you know what I mean? So I like Brian's direction on this. Hello, Gustavo. And like I said, before we get into the screenshots, I got a little rant on something that's going around in the Oak Island podcast world. From a female terrorist. I will not mention any names. Here on Quest of Oak Island, we're fair, but we're tough. We're not babysitters to the information that's given us on the Curse of Oak Island. And neither do we baby up to the people that come on. We're pretty tough with all and fair. The purpose of the Quest of Oak Island podcast is to bring you, our viewers, information regarding the Curse of Oak Island television show. We ask and present all the hard-hitting questions you're sure to ask at home, not fluff questions, as you know. We are fans just like you, and we question all the information presented and just not accept everything as truth, as you know I've been doing for 11 years. We could candy coat the show, but we choose to pursue the facts about Oak Island and try to find out what actually happened there. We believe we owe it to our viewers and readers to do so. If you want to hear parroting or blah, 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 and not any hard questions of the TV show, another podcast may suit you. If you want to learn, be entertained, and put the pieces of the mystery together, join us for the Quest of Oak Island. I always thank you for your support. As for the theorists and the researchers that work on the Oak Island mystery, we have a great deal of respect for them. That being said, they should be expected to answer questions and defend their theories and with evidence, which a lot of them is history, but show us something in our hand. Show us the evidence. It's called analysis, which hopefully produces discussion. If theorists and researchers want to be babied and sucked up to, perhaps another copycat podcast is better suited for them. Please join them if you want that kind of discussion. We welcome everyone with the opportunity to come on our podcast and present their information regarding the Oak Island mystery. We do not condone anyone being rude to our guests and disrespectful. We take concertible measures to make sure that does not happen. Thank you. What do you think? Hello, Patricia Leakey. We're fair, but we're tough. Enough of the BS. All the cast members are invited to come on if they want to say something. I do not send them 50 invite messages to their Facebook, to their local pages. They know they're always welcome here. If they have something to say or do, I'm an open book here. I don't bother anybody. But sometimes now, after the season ends, they do come on. But this one individual is just not being fair. Everybody has a say in this mystery. I have my own opinion. I don't direct you guys to believe John Starmer. This is what he says. No. We put all the facts out there, me, Daniel, and Charlotte, and it's up to you to decide, believe or not. It's some of the people that want to sell books, and we're threatening their theorists material that, hey, you can't say this. This is what I'm making money on. No, they don't go with me. So that's what I want to rant about. And what do you think, guys? That's how we roll here. There's Andrea. Yep, that's me. There's Doug. Fair and looking for facts, not fiction. You got that right. Amy, amen. Julie Neal, fair. Ashley, agree. Enough's enough. You know? In some podcasts, how do you believe? You know? You got 30,000 members that joined your Facebook group, and you get 30,000 people watching your show. Does that make sense? But it's for them to believe and fluff you guys. But sometimes they do get spikes in views and subscriptions on different items because we tell it as it is, real. But not everybody watches your show. Not everybody hits that sub. Not everybody's seeing you live. So there's something going on fishy-wise on some other's podcast. That's all I'm going to say about this. And we'll go into the year clean for next year. We'll see if there's any action on Oak Island soon, April, middle of April. You know, don't be afraid to share your opinion. We're all open to it. And we all have a say. I don't think I guide you into believing everything I say. I always say, in my own opinion, in Daniel's research and Charlotte's research, this is the stuff we want to know. Just not what the story tells you. We're not selling books, sir. We tell it as it is. It doesn't affect our income. What the hell is income? I don't even know what that means. So that was my rant, my 7 o'clock rant towards the end of the season. People just never learn. And don't worry, she'll never be on my podcast. So that's that. Enjoy. Yep. Andre, I don't know when they're going to start filming. I had no information about even if they're there right now, April 15th. So look at the numbers. Believe what you see. You know, somebody continuously getting big, big views all of a sudden. When your fan base on Facebook is only 30,000, there's something fishy going on. Hello, Gary Nelson. Pre-show. Oak Island. I wasn't too hard, was I? You up, Kathy? All right. No way, Jack says. I haven't heard from Muyan Osprey. We got to pray. I might be on Discord tonight at 10:15. We'll see if I'm lasting that long. Thank you, Pirate. John Fisher. John, I'm too reserved. You need to open up and tell us how you really feel. You got it, baby. Lordy, farty, holy mooyan. So here we go into some screenshots about the promo for tonight, Coney Island. Who knows what they'll find, Andre? In my own opinion, I say there's nothing there. We're looking for crumbs that something was there. And that's my own opinion. It's moved on. Judy says, as far as I know, there's a drilling down at 10 tonight. Okay, well, I'll look. We'll take a look, Judy. So Judy says there's a drilling down at 10. So we'll go for that. And see what's happening. We'll post some of that tomorrow too, like we did before. If it's on. If Judy says it's on, it's on. There's my main man, David. My opinion, whatever was there, left around the revolution. Yeah, to fund the war and then make Washington, D.C. I hear you. Okay, it's official. I'm seeing it, Judy. Daniel wants to know, what's the name of it, Judy, the drilling down episode? That's all I got was Harry's situation for next week. I didn't find those drilling downs, but maybe you up in Canada have some different stuff. Too late now, Judy. Well, put your feet on the plank. If there's no drilling down, you're walking the plank after the last season episode. Tim says, the evolution of the dig. Oh, no. All righty. Thank you, everybody. So it's going to be a long night. USA, 9 p.m. all the way to 11 p.m. tonight. Only two more weeks. Only two more weeks. All righty. Yup, John. Round and around we go. The merry-go-round. Round and around. Binkin, dinkin, dinkin, dinkin. Round and around we go. Of course, tomorrow night, we give a hat away. A Quest of Oak Island hat. So you only have two more episodes, two more hats to go out. Alrighty. Now, Daniel and Charlotte had a nice analysis about the connection with the Vikings and the Templars. I posted it on YouTube, but so for some reason, when I put it on live, people really look at it. So this is from Daniel Spino and Charlotte Wheatley with Raymond narrating. And we'll go from there. So let me know if it's on. You can see it. And we'll go from there. Okay, Large, there it is. April 16th, 10:03. The Evolution of the Dig, new. Season 10, Episode 10. Matty Blake reminisces the challenges experienced during the longest treasure hunt and talks about how far the team has come. Surface finds. Flood tunnels. Okay, thank you so much, Large. Very, very good. The highs and lows of season 11. Recapped every episode. Oh, my Lord. It looks like it's a 12-pack of beer. All right. Let me see if you see this video from Daniel and Charlotte. Let me know in chat. Ready, guys? It's about a 7-minute video. And we'll go from there. Maybe a case of beer. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Was there a link between the Knights Templar, the Vikings, and Oak Island? By the Oak Island Compendium. During season 11 of The Curse of Oak Island, it has been suggested that there was a possible link between the Knights Templar and the Vikings Norse that could have resulted in the Templars burying treasure on Oak Island. Compendium Investigations has researched this possibility, and we'd like to share with our readers the findings. To start, we know that Vikings Norse were in North America, but is there any evidence to suggest that the Knights Templar made such voyages? Many claim this as a fact, but have yet to produce definitive evidence and proof of such expeditions. Although an artifact that was found at Baffin Bay in the Arctic is the most promising that the compendium has seen to suggest a possible Templar connection to North America, and perhaps Oak Island, does the wooden figure carved by an indigenous Thule represent a Templar knight? In the summer of 1977, archaeologist Deborah Sabo was excavating the Okivilyaluk site on the south side of Baffin Island in the Canadian Arctic when she discovered a very interesting artifact. In a structure once inhabited by the indigenous Thule people dating back to 13th century, Sabo unearthed a wooden carved figure. This figure was identified as representing a Norse Viking, most likely from Greenland. The carving exhibits a faceless feature like other Thule carvings. Other Norse artifacts have been found in the area by archaeologist Patricia Sutherland, which included wood, ship nails, chain mail, whetstones, spun cordage, a Norse structure, Norse masonry, a whalebone shovel, a Scandinavian rat pelt, a toilet structure, tally sticks, and other items. This provides clear evidence that a base camp of the Norse Vikings was in this area. Near this same camp, an indigenous camp was also located that prepared animal pelts. The Vikings Norse were led to this area because of their seasonal hunting expeditions. This included whaling, animal pelts, and more importantly, the abundance of walrus and their highly sought after ivory tusks. The Vikings Norse had a very extensive trade network that encompassed a large portion of Europe, and these ivory tusks were made into many sought-after items like the intricately carved ivory chessmen. The Vikings Norse also sought narwhal teeth, walrus hides, and walrus rostra, skull with tusks. History tells us that the Vikings Norse hunted the walrus population in Iceland to near extinction and then moved on to Greenland with similar results. This pushed the Norse further west into Baffin Bay, where they set up their hunting operation. This operation worked in cooperation with the indigenous Thule and later Inuit. This happened until the walrus population started to decline, which set off a souring relationship with the indigenous people. By the 1400s, the Norse had pulled out of Baffin Bay and entirely out of Greenland due to the decline in hunting, trade, indigenous relationships, and the Little Ice Age. This ended the Norse involvement in North America. Many suggest that the Thule wood carving may represent a Templar knight. Compendium Investigations has researched this possibility and agrees with archaeologists that it is a representation of a Norseman with a cross on their chest, which would indicate someone of Christian faith. This could include a hunter, trader, or a missionary. The compendium has learned that there are no known relationships between the Vikings, Norse, and the Knights Templar that suggest coordination with visiting North America. The Vikings did participate in the Crusades in the Levant, but it was before the Knights Templar were created. The Knights Templar had no commanderies or any involvement in Scandinavia that is known. Some theorists point to the round churches of Bornholm, Denmark, to suggest a Knights Templar involvement. These churches were inspired by the Holy Sepulchre Church in Jerusalem and most likely influenced by the Knights Hospitaller Order that had a presence in Scandinavia. The Vikings Norse are confirmed to have been in North America, as far south as Lanceau Meadows in Newfoundland in around 1000 AD. It appears the site was an outpost ship repair center. It doesn't appear that it was inhabited for a long time. Butternuts found at the site suggest that the Vikings Norse traveled further south and acquired them there since they are not indigenous to Newfoundland. It seems very reasonable to conclude that the Vikings Norse explored lands to the south because they were great explorers. Did they specifically visit Oak Island? The evidence that is being put forth to suggest this idea is the dating of wood found on the island. These dates correspond with dates that Vikings Norse were in North America. Does that mean the Vikings were on Oak Island? Quick answer, no. It could be attributed to older wood getting washed into an area, but not necessarily there the entire time. The most likely suspect of early activity on Oak Island are the indigenous Mi'kmaq who were active in Mahone Bay for centuries. While Vikings Norse on Oak Island is theoretically possible, no conclusive evidence has been discovered on the island to support and confirm the theory. Did the Knights Templar visit and bury something on Oak Island? The problem with this theory currently put forth is the same problem with the Viking Norse theory, the use of dates to suggest visitation as opposed to direct evidence. For instance, we are hearing the dates of 1200-1250 AD to suggest Templar activity on Oak Island. The big problem with these dates is the fact that the Knights Templar would have absolutely no reason to want to visit the edge of the known world between 1200-1250 AD and transport holy relics with them to a dangerous and an unsecure area. The Order of the Temple were fully entrenched and had begun their banking business in Europe and had no reason to hide anything so far away. This theory gained slight traction if the date was 1307 and later, but even then the Templars simply assimilated into other groups, and thus any theoretical treasures could be safely secured much closer to home. The compendium understands that the Knights Templar covertly fleeing from persecution and burying treasures on Oak Island is a really captivating story put forth in fictional literature and by Hollywood. If legitimate evidence is produced to prove that the Vikings/Norse/Knights Templar were on Oak Island, Compendium investigations will certainly acknowledge it and officially change our position. Our search for truth continues. Please visit www.theoakislancompendium.com for the article and our other content regarding the Oak Island mystery. Good day from the Compendium. Daniel and Charlotte.
Thank you so much, Daniel and Charlotte. I'm with you all the way. We have to have definite proof. Definite proof, which you've had none. That's what we need. Could be a long season next season, but just show us the proof and it'd be no problem. You're very, very welcome, Daniel, and tell Charlotte. Hello, Hart. Why don't they follow the Xena map? Oh, my lordy, 40. Holy Mooyan! Still don't know if the map's legit or just a made-up thing. Unbelievable. All right, here's a couple of screenshots of tonight's episode, Coney Island, episode 23. One more episode after this, and then the final show of season 11. Ashley. Here's Daniel. Stay tuned for the mystery of Oak Island Brick Factory. Okay. It's the most interesting angle. Yeah. 11 years. Come on, baby. Show us something. We're getting dates on wood and then just putting them two stories. Which is it helping or not? A little. Getting a timeline, but we're all over the place. So here's a choice drilling a couple of areas that Dr. Spooner and his partner said is the highest concentrations of gold and silver in the water. There's a bout where they're digging, like I showed you on Brian Farrow's map. And I think, like Brian Farrow, if they do find something in these 6-inch boreholes, that they will drop and call Vanessa a case on there to dive because of the water and flood problems for season 12. Scott, dump truck location. Yeah. We'll see. And here, I guess, I listened to it a bunch of times. I guess they're saying it's a hare. Bigfoot? I don't know. But how does a hare not stay or get rotted out after a time? Maybe it came out of Jack's beard. No way. Wow. Nope, Stephanie, nothing. Here's where they're looking for that. I guess that hair is in this little rock here. Don't know if that's for sure. We'll find out, like we heard, next episode, episode 24, they're calling it a hairy situation. Yep, Luann, hair. Hello, Carlo. Ashley, maybe a hairline fracture in the rock. Yeah, we got to find out. Keep your eyes open, keep your ears open tonight. Daniel says, remember when James Poblabo put something in his pocket from a drill bit at the money pit? Yeah, the pieces of gold and such, they said when they went through the vault. Guess what it was? Our season finale. Could be. They can't end it like that, Roddy says. A hair. Yeah. Who knows what they're doing? They edit this thing back and forth. They might have found this in the first week. Who knows what they find under the boulder, the cone boulder from Nolan's Cross. We'll find out tonight. So keep your eyes out. The Competitum Season 11 Final. Alrighty. We'll be watching. Raymond will be watching too. That was last week. We only have two episodes left. Like I was saying. And he says, that doesn't happen naturally. Something under Nolan's boulder here. And of course, they're all going to look for something medieval. No, Todd, it was. The H.O. Stone was a big boulder on the beach. They blew it up thinking the treasure would be underneath there. It had nothing to do with Nolan's Cross. Yeah, William. Again, I want to thank everybody for all their support throughout the whole year. I appreciate each and every one of you, how you interact on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon. You guys are the best. Tomorrow, as you know, I thank everybody individually that belongs to the membership and everybody in general. I thank you so much. So they finally roll this cone over. Raymond wants a raise and a new motherboard. And Cindy, he works hard and deserves it. Yeah. Takes a lot of work to put the podcast on. And here we go with Corian. We're at another castle. He's saying this is a Viking symbol. Medieval, baby. And his partner there out there is Jaquayo. Under this castle is a dungeon. Lordy, 40, holy moyan. Corian takes us for our yearly trip. Corian's a good man. Him and Christopher. Very, very good. So watch tonight. USA only at 9 p.m. Yup, David. He always comes on. He'll give me a ring. Okay, let's do it earlier because he's a 6 or 7 hour difference. But now if they're starting season 12, at least now they can talk about season 11 that was already shown that they see. A lot of these guys don't even look at the program or watch it on TV. Hello, RNB. Okay, Stephanie, we'll see you tomorrow night. Christopher Morford in the house. And they're just the best. Like I said, they always, all the cast members got open invitation. And I don't bother anybody. So the other podcast tries to get everybody on. No, you got to be pretty special to be on a podcast with John Sturman, The Quest of Oak Island. We just don't have anybody on. You can go to another podcast to see that. Yeah, David, that's what they say. Without watching it, just don't know what they said about it. Well, we give them a heads up to make sure they do not do anything with their non-disclosure agreement. And instead of Christopher being in a restaurant, he'd be in a jail at Alcatraz for 30 years. We don't want that to happen, right, Christopher? In Corian. They like being together, but not in a jail cell. Oh, God. And don't forget, tomorrow, Judy will be with me, 6:45 p.m. If you haven't joined the Facebook group, Quest of Oak Island, we go through everybody's profile. Kathy the Hook goes through everybody. Not everybody gets in. A lot of people get kicked out. So we want the cream of the crop. Christopher, it's a good show with good lawyers. Oh, you guys are the best. Well, Spino said they'll send you a rain jacket raft, you and Corian. If those guys did it, you can do it. Cream of la cream. Yep, I hear you. So does anybody got anything to say before you watch tonight's Coney Island, next week, Harry's situation? You heard my rant. Little Repo got a forever home with a nice couple. And like I said, Judy will be with me tomorrow night. Then we'll have Daniel's and Charlotte's artifact facts and analysis. And then one more show to go next Tuesday. And then the final. I'll watch tonight to see about the drilling down. It might be on for 5 minutes. It might be on for an hour. I don't know. And Daniel also said he'll carve the dummies like the escape from Alcatraz. I hear you guys. All right. What do I guys always tell you? What do I tell you after ending podcast? Remember, members, always go forward. You may get a setback in your life, but just believe in yourself. Believe in your dreams, no matter how old you are. For tomorrow's a never given. Never, never, never. With this crazy world we live in, oh my lordy 40, holy mouillon, what the heck is happening? We're ready to implode. It can't take much more. It just keeps on building. So as my friend Jan says, you keep smiling. You never know what that other person is coming through. Put that smile in there. And as Judy always says, stay safe. You got to stay strong. You got to stay positive. You got to have that positive energy flowing out of you. Get that negativity. Get it out of there. Don't hang around with nobody that's got negativity. Anything that's negative, no good. If you need help physically or mentally, there's a lot of help out there for you people if you need it. And be strong. Thank you for joining me tonight on this pre-show Quick Quest 30 podcast. Enjoy the show tonight at 9 p.m. I'll see some of you on Discord at 10:15 if drilling down is boring. We'll see you tomorrow night. Take care and bye-bye.